In this revival, saith the Spirit of grace, much exposure is coming. For you've thought much about the exposure of men and politics in these days, but I'm going to take the exposure to a place where I begin to expose the enemy of your soul and the enemy of your body. The demonic spirits that have stood in the shadows behind medical reports and biological reports and those things in which they have hoodwinked my body and been able to stay in places of authority in the body because the right battle was not being fought. I say unto the church, yes, unto the modern day church that thinks they're so smart, the awakening will be this, that my body will begin to think spiritually once again, not divorcing themselves from the wisdom of proper facts and understanding of those things, but coming once again into the alignment of a spiritual mind. Yes, they've hid behind these things. You've fought too many battles through pills and shots and diagnosis and things in which my body, Joel's army, will turn again and conquer the earth through the power of the healing virtue that is in your hands and flows through your spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. These are days of renewal, not just in power, but in the way that my body thinks and the way that my body approaches sickness and disease. Go back to the old, saith the Spirit of grace. Who has graduated you into this university of great understanding whereby you would bypass the power of God on the way to intelligence? For I say to you, go back to the old. Stand in the humility of my word. Trust that my power has the ability to not only cast out devils, it can change the biological and chemistry of your own body just through my spoken word and my name, for it is above all names, saith the Spirit of grace. Bow the knee of your heart to my wisdom against your own. Has your own wisdom worked for you? Count the days, count the years. Has what you've been doing made a great progress in recent history? Have you by leaps and bounds overcome? For those who are walking in a steady place of healing and deliverance, then that is a good indication that you're employing those things that are faithful and true. But I say unto you that an escalation, a quantum leap, a jump from one place to another, to a place of darkness, to a place of light, is capable in my word and in my sayings, and going back to the old and staying in my spirit and employing what is foolishness. I said in my word that the things of God becomes the foolishness of man. Makalasoto. Be willing in these days to be thought of as foolish, but I will come and prove you as those that are most wise in my spirit, saith the Lord.